Is it so very arrogant of me to say, I know what my voice does to you? Or more specifically, I know what it does to your cock. Did it twitch when it heard my voice? Did your body quiver with anticipation? Perhaps just reading my name on the front page, a new one put up just minutes or hours before, one you've never heard before. Did it make your cock stir? Did it make the butterflies in your tummy come to life, to flitter around and make your skin feel like there were little kisses being rained all across it? I wonder exactly how far my voice can take you. Can it get you all the way? Do you come with me? Can you wait that long? Or do you need a little more sometimes? Undo your belt. Take your cock out right now. And very lightly just run your fingertips up and down the shaft. Very, very gently. As if I were placing butterfly kisses along the shaft. From tip to base, back up again. Take your other hand and just lightly cup your balls. Do you imagine my hands to be as soft and silky as my voice? Do you think the two complement one another? What is it you see when you look down? My hands or yours? Close your eyes. Listen to my voice. Remove any and all distractions and just do as I tell you. You know, I get as wet as you get hard, knowing what I do to you. Knowing that you are right now taking your cock in your hand for me. There are so many dirty words I could say, but actually, that I want your cock right now is probably enough. That I want you to empty your balls and cover yourself, your hand and your chest in thick, creamy cum, warm and sticky. Wrap your hand around your cock. Run your hand up so you fist just ahead of it. Run your palm over the head and then back down your shaft. Play lightly with your balls with your fingertips. Like I'm licking slowly up over your balls. Slide one finger up and over the direct route that you'd like my tongue to take right now. It's no secret I want to suck your cock. But right now, I just want you to get off. I just want you to release that tension, empty your balls, all because of me. Not because of what I look like or who I am, but just because of my voice. Just because right now your body is tingling, excited, anticipating that moment when I say to you, come for me. Slide your fist up and down on your cock. Push your cock away from your stomach. That wonderful angle where it's, well, let's put it this way, if I were to straddle you right now, I could slide right down onto it. Standing right up to attention. Slide your hand down around the base of your cock and just squeeze, ripple your fingers. That's it. Pump your cock for me. Slide your hand up and down, a little tighter, a little harder. With your other hand, on your fingertips, under your chin, and down your neck. Imagine the warm kisses as my mouth starts from just under your chin and licks, sucks, nibbles all the way down on my way to taste you properly. Do you think the mouth that this voice comes out of is as warm, wet, and indeed as talented as you wish it to be? The same mouth you've heard filthy, dirty, ravenous things escape from. It's kissing down your chest right now. My hair tickling you slightly. That's it. Run your fingertips down your chest slowly. Over the curves of your ribs. Across your stomach. I slide one hand down over your cock. Fist it to the base. And then the other one. So it's like you're perpetually fucking into something. Slide your hand down over your cock, one after the other. That's it, right, left, right, then left. Wrap your fist around your head of your cock, and slide it down, one after the other, keep going. That's it. What does that do to you when I start to moan? When you realize that even as I'm recording this right now, I'm playing with myself. Oh, does it make your cock even harder than you thought it could be? Does it make it twitch? Does it make it strain against your hand, desperate to come, to let go, to pump creamy, hot, sticky cum everywhere? You know, sometimes I like to swallow. Sometimes I like you to fill my pussy. But sometimes I just love the idea of you making a complete and utter ruinous mess of yourself. Just listening to me. Your cock knows me well. It knows I'll make it come. It knows I'll take it to the edge and then push it over. Until you lose control of your moans and your groans and your body just takes over completely. Keep doing it, one hand down over the other. But don't you dare come yet. I'm not ready for you. It's true, my pussy is wet. It's true that... It's true that I taste so good. Is there pre-cum yet? Is there pre-cum forming at the tip of your cock? I wonder. I wonder if you've ever swirled your fingers around your pre-cum and then just tasted it. If you want to do it again, do it now. For me. Say, yes, kitten, I'll taste myself for you and do it. If you haven't, then won't you please do it for me? Just one little favor for kitten. Just like you'd lick your fingers off after you'd finger-fucked me. Just lick your fingers off of the pre-cum that I am eliciting from your cock right now. I want my voice to get you past eloquence when the English language becomes incredibly difficult to master when your breaths are coming ragged and short, when your body is almost convulsing a little, trying to stave off your orgasm, trying to wait for me, trying to stop yourself. Oh God, I want you, I want your cock right now. Keep doing it. I take one hand away. Play with your balls, run them around your palms, squeeze them a little as you start to pump your cock up and down a little harder, a little faster. Twist your hand a little just as you get to the head and twist it back and down again. That wonderful twisting motion. I wish my mouth were wrapped around your cock right now. Even just the tip, just waiting for you to splash hot cum all over my lips and into my mouth. Do it for me. Get yourself off for me. Listen to my voice, know that my pussy is wet, know that I want you, I need you. I have to have you. Make a mess for me. Come all over your chest, come all over your hand. Come all over your legs if you wish. Where? Maybe you want to push your cock a little further beyond. Down towards your balls. Maybe you want to see how far your cum can spurt. Whether you can come long and hard for me. Oh, you have no idea what it feels like to know that I can ask you to do this and you will trust me. That when you click the button, you knew that you'd do whatever Kitten said, whatever she wanted. Now, jerk your cock, wank your cock, pump it, whatever it is you want to call it, masturbate. That's it. Jerk your cock off, up and down with your hand, wondering how my pussy would feel instead of your hand or even my soft hands. I'm going to come with you. I'm going to come soon. Harder. Faster. Now. I'm going to come in the next... in the next minute. I swear I can't hold it much longer. I want to come thinking of you sitting there in the chair, your headphones on, your pants around your ankles, your hand wrapped around your cock furiously, pumping it for me until you squirt hot, creamy fucking cum everywhere. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Do it. Come on. Do it. That's it. Look at it. Look down and look at it. Look at it and know that all that white, creamy, warm cum is just for me. I want to do this to you over and over again. I want to make you think about me in the mid-afternoon when it seems that 3 o'clock never goes. Never gets closer to the end of the day when you can go home and slide your earphones in and jack off with me. But why not shut the office door, go to the bathroom, slide your earphones in and listen anyway. I want you to come for me anywhere and everywhere. And then come back and tell me all about it. Thank you for trusting me.